Good morning, everyone. How are you this beautiful day, that the Lord has made? I'm Karen Jane Casey on the podcast, Turn to God with Karen. And every Wednesday we have Sword of the Spirit. What do I mean by that? Well, when you look at Ephesians chapter 6, you know that when you go out each day, you will need to be wearing the full armor of God. And one of your defensive weapons is the sword of the Spirit to fight against your enemies as they attack. What is the sword of the Spirit? It is the Word of God. So, in keeping with that, when we do this episode, we always cover scriptures, passages within a topic area. Today's episode title is Conviction. Conviction. We each may feel conviction from time to time, knowing that we have stinking thinking, or we've said or done something hurtful, wrong, or mean. Conviction comes to our minds and hearts from the Lord. When it comes, there is a remedy, repentance. At the same time, condemnation may come from the enemy, the devil, to make you believe that there is no remedy, that you are doomed forever because of your mistakes or your sins. But don't believe it. The enemy is a liar. There is a remedy. Before we get into conviction, let's look at it from a different angle. Let's start with Proverbs 25, verses 21 through 22. And I'm looking now at the New International Version. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. In doing this, you will be heaping burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Burning coals represent fuel, energy for an action. When I first read the passage, I was upset with someone who had offended me, and they kept on offending me. I misinterpreted the passage because of my emotions, my upset. And I thought, great, I can return kindness for evil and God will punish them. God will punish them with burning coals on their head. But wait a minute, that doesn't sound quite right, does it? Let's look at the same passage in more translations so we can gain clarity, a better understanding. How about the New Living Translation? If your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. You will heap burning coals of shame on their heads, and the Lord will reward you. There's a little bit of difference, and it's more clear now. So by doing good, we initiate or incite the other person's emotion of shame, remorse, for what they've done. Looks like we're practicing the golden rule, as Jesus told us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And in that, the offender may feel shame and remorse for their evil actions, and that could certainly evoke positive change in their lives. Well, let's look at another translation, the Living Bible. This will, and in the Living Bible it says, this will make him feel ashamed of himself, and God will reward you. In the Message, it says, your generosity will surprise him with goodness, and God will look after you. Okay, here it is in the Passion Translation, so we can see what it's about very clearly. Proverbs 25, 21 through 22 in the Passion Translation. Is your enemy hungry? Buy him lunch. Win him over with your kindness. Your surprising generosity will awaken his conscience, and God will reward you with favor. Well, didn't we know it all along? God is love, God is mercy, he is justice, and he is good. He gives each person the opportunity to change their ways and to repent, and then he is quick to forgive. When we're offended, we can respond with kindness, causing the other person to find themselves the gift of conviction for their behavior. Why do I call that uncomfortable feeling that we have when we know that we've thought, said, or done something wrong or evil? Why do I call it the gift of conviction? Because it is a gift from God. We each have opportunity to repent, to walk away from that sinful life. But of course, we have free will. We can choose to ignore it and continue being evil and offensive. While we contemplate responding to conviction, the enemy will try to keep us from having a favorable decision and will try to cause us to believe that we're condemned, saying it's too late. But that is lies from the enemy. Conviction comes from the Lord. Condemnation comes from the enemy. There will be times when our enemies refuse to accept that gift of conviction. What then must we do? Matthew 5, verses 44 through 45 tells us how to respond. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. We don't need to retaliate because God is our vindicator. He knows the exact way to handle the situation. We only need to have patient faith. Let God fight our battles for us. Here's another scripture, Romans 12, 19. Says, beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath and his judicial righteousness. For it is written in Scripture, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Well, I address this topic in my fiction book, My Dear Rosa Jean, a story about a woman who has suffered a life of abuse, especially child abuse and life-threatening domestic violence. That story is very similar to my own life. It was my way at that time to share my testimony. In the story, Rosa Jean learns to forgive her enemy and even prays for him. And it did not mean at all that she should spend her time with him. Not at all. Forgiveness and trust are very different, entirely different things. Years later, I felt more able to share my testimony, which is found in my nonfiction book, A New Song Rises Up. So why do I speak about forgiving our enemies when I'm talking about the gift of conviction? Am I going down a rabbit trail? No, because the Lord wants us to be free from any of the negative upsets that go with the lack of forgiveness. In that, we have the gift of conviction to respond to. When we repent of our thoughts, words, and actions, of getting even or of our enemy, then we become free of negative emotions, hurt, anger, hate, that need to take vengeance or that need to retaliate. A good response to the gift of conviction brings you peace, joy, hope. With all this in mind, when someone offends or harms you, you can respond kindly. Knowing that means that that mean person also is experiencing an opportunity to change. But if they choose to continue doing harm, the Lord will handle that situation. Cast your cares, give your problems to God, and then watch Him work it out. You don't have to think about it or worry about it any longer. I picture myself throwing it over a wall, and then I can't see the situation anymore. And from then on, whatever they say about me or do is none of my business. God is working on it, and He works on it for our good. So now we have a better understanding of what it means when we are kind to our enemies and heaping coals on their heads. We're really giving them opportunity to accept the gift of conviction. In all of it, God is love, merciful, just, and He always has a good plan for you. Conviction from the Lord is a gift. I hope that we each respond and receive the peace of God through Jesus Christ. Well, let me end this episode with my favorite passage. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. Well, thank you for joining me today. I hope you'll join me every Wednesday morning in the episode of Sword of the Spirit with the podcast Turn to God with Karen. And as you may know, every Monday we have Hope and Faith Journey, where we address challenges and seek an overcoming and encouragement for healing. And then every Friday we have Karen's Book Corner, where I share more about my books that I've written or about authors and their works. This is Karen Jane Casey, author, speaker, podcaster, domestic violence victim advocate, and ambassador for Christ. Please go to my website contact page and send me your feedback. Any comments and suggestions are most welcome. And that is KarenJaneCasey.com. When you go there, you'll see pertinent resource materials regarding domestic violence and my books, my blogs, and podcasts. In this episode, I briefly mentioned My Dear Rosa Jean and A New Song Rises Up regarding my testimony. If you've read and enjoyed any of my books, especially if it's brought you to an encouragement or a positive change, then I would like to know about it. But also, I'd appreciate a review on Amazon.com. Thank you, and God bless.